Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Ireland's falling fertility rates could put the crucial role of grandparenthood, which is a word you don't hear very often, at risk. That is a warning from independent economist David W. Higgins, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, David. Explain your concerns or your insights around this.
Good morning, Kira. So when we look at fertility rates, there's this idea that there's a replacement level. So that's where you have 2 or maybe 2.1 births per family. And if every person in Ireland goes off and does that, a generation or two from now, the population would stay steady. Mm-hmm. But when fertility falls, when that rate falls lower, it's around,
as it has here,
it's around 1.5 mm-hmm. nowadays. But the CSO projects it'll be down to 1.3 into next decade. You actually set future generations up for a fall. So for every 100 people that are around today, if you take that 1.5 projected out, the 100 people would become 75, and then you'd end up with 56 of the next generation. So for every 100 people today, the number of grandkids around would actually be almost half that number.
And why is the grandparenthood in decline significant?
It's significant because, I mean, there's great research out there on the kind of bonds that parents form with their children. But what's lesser appreciated is that there is a great bond that gets formed between grandparents and those grandkids. And when research has been done into this area, you find all kinds of benefits, like really just this release of oxytocin in the grandparents themselves interacting with their grandkids. It's associated with higher life expectancy, with lower incidence of other medical problems. Even just increased levels of laughter can be observed in the research that's out there. So there's something that's described as almost being medicinal about the relationship between grandparents and their grandkids. And I think that for that to be effectively on the course to being lost for some people is something that's actually we're talking about.
There's a few things that I read with great interest, everything that you had written, and you were saying that in effect, if we have kids in our mid-20s, then we would be grandparents in our 50s. If we have kids in our mid-30s, we'll be grandparents in our 70s. I am somebody who's in their 50s. I don't want to be a grandparent at the moment because I would like to be available to my grandchildren, but I still work full time. That's not going to change. That's not a possibility for me. Are there not benefits too to being a little bit older as a grandparent so that you're more available to your own kids, to your grandkids?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I think what's really my impetus for writing the piece is that there is quite a bit of discourse now around very much later ages of having kids. So it's very much possible now to have kids up to the age of 45. Mm-hmm. I met a fantastic woman recently who's done it. And
my own mother was 45 when she had me.
Right. Okay. So this is very much, you know, out there. But, you know, you play that age forward, you double it, you get 45, doubled is 90. So you then, in theory, end up with grandparenthood starting at 90, which is just past the possibility for it to be as meaningful as possible. So this thing is all about delicate balance, right? I think that what has happened now is that the average age of first birth in Ireland has moved to around 32. That, when you double it, gets you into your early mid 60s. If it was to notch a bit back into the late 20s, that would take your kind of 40 and 45 trend and pull it back a bit more as well. There wouldn't be as much need for, I mean, all the ads I see now for IVF clinics and everything is just remarkable.
I see that. But the thing that you didn't address in the piece and that struck me the most, actually, Sally, is not about the grandparents, it's about women. Because I do not think that in a liberal Western democracy, that like the one that we live in, that where women go to college, where women want careers, where women want opportunities, and where women actually, frankly, just want to have a sort of a youthful social life up until a certain age. I don't see women wanting children in their 20s. I can't, in fact, I have only one daughter. She's 23. It's not on her radar at all at the moment. And I kind of think rightly shows. So isn't a lot of this not down to the choices that women are making about their lives? And until such time as society shifts so that the burden of childbearing, child rearing, child care and all that doesn't fall heavily on women the way it does, it falls much more heavily on women than on men, you're not going to find women wanting to go back to having kids in their 20s. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, so the National Youth Council of Ireland actually did a survey in this last year, and they asked about this milestone of, you know, starting a family and what would be the desired age to do it. So where the typical, as I said, the average now is about first birth at age 32, the desired number was around 30. So there's about a 2-year drift there that at least is desired versus what's happening that people might want to address. Yeah, I think if the real...
Can I ask you what age were the people surveyed?
That was young people under the age of 35. So that would be, I think, 18 to 35.
Okay.
I'd have to just confirm that number, but it wasn't...
No, that's fine.
It wasn't asking...
I wasn't saying... Are we asking 16-year-olds? Yeah, I think 30, because they think 30 is ancient. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Now, look, as far as desire goes, this, I think, comes back to this idea I mentioned, the piece of a life script. So the life script is that, okay, people... And this is for men and women, right? It's you get your education and get plenty of it, get into career and get plenty of that too, and then the marriage and family comes along. And whilst that trajectory, I see a lot of people in my, I'm 33, right? So I see a lot of people in my world where this is going well, where that script is turning into life decisions and milestones that make sense. I see much more people on the other side of this, which is that they don't even have a partner in their early 30s now. So the trajectory of, okay, you need to find a partner, get married, then have one, maybe two. And if you want a third or fourth kid, you will run out of time. Whereas a life script that is a bit more of the view, okay, let's notch this age back a bit, that would cut off some of that kind of missing milestone.
It's an interesting conversation. Yeah. I was fascinated to read it, and I'd say our listeners are as well. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is independent economist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.